WHM radio test.
Hill 4HKX, how are you today?
Just put a new common antenna on the truck, just trying it out. You having a good day?
I get well. Started to ask you what you're out of work for today, but now I remember today's a holiday.
It is. I'll take them as I can get them.
Simpsonville on the input.
Wow, that's the propagation is pretty good when with the temperature changing.
Good. Everybody healthy on your side?
Knock on wood. Hope it stays that way. How about on your side?
Fine. I'm slowing down a little bit, but still moving and enjoying life. That's all we can do. I'm gonna go ahead and start my APRS back up sometime this week, full force with Digi and everything, and see what happens. I'm gonna actually cut back on the coverage area to see if we hear anything. Have you heard anything since the last, I guess, two Sundays ago?
Came out. We had 11 days of nothing. And then we had one day that had three transmissions all at the same time. And then for the last three or four days, that's been 3 or 4 days ago. And since then, nothing. So it's somebody that just turns their radio on every now and then and they don't realize they've got their APRS. I'm thinking it's a handheld with that can do digipeating. And they turn it on every now and then. And they don't realize that the side that's transmitting is on the repeater, not on 49. I think they're hearing 49 or 4439, and they're transmitting on 6101. That's just a theory, because it's a really weak signal. It can be heard up at Caesar's Head, but it can't be heard down here in the valley. It means it's more like a handheld than like a mobile rig.
I agree, because I've been looking and trying to figure out myself what's going on, and I think the same thing. Just somebody just goes mobile and probably turns their handheld on or something. Yep, I agree. But I'm going to go ahead and get everything back up because my daughter and my granddaughter and grandson are going back and forth to school, and down here in this area, they're using my machine to get good coverage, so we'd like to watch them.
Well, that's what it's there for, so use it for what it's there for, but I do appreciate you helping us try to sort it out. But I do think, I don't think it's intentional. I think it's accidental. And we just got to be able to, I think somebody's just going to get lucky and see it. I might even start announcing it on the net for everybody to check everybody who has APRS capability to check their radios, handhelds especially, because I don't think the person that's doing it knows that they're doing it.
A good idea. Okay, well, good to hear you, and I just let the pup outside, and he's getting old like me, so I need to go watch him, make sure that He does okay. Having a problem walking now. You know, when they get to a certain age, they kind of act like people when they get to a certain age. But I'm gonna go watch him and be careful on the road, and be talking to you later. Yeah, Happy New Year to you, and I hope this is a good one for you. KD4DRA.
Well, Happy New Year to you too, Rick, and your family. And it's good to hear from you on the repeater, other than just emails. And yeah, I had to do that this morning with the dog. I had to carry her outside. She's 13 years old. So I carried her out there, and we walked around the lot in the yard, and then she loosened up enough to where she could walk back in on her own, but she had to be carried out. I know exactly what you mean, but they're still lovable. Anyway, you take care. Good hearing from you. K4DRA, W4DJW Mobile.
WK4, WWH.
I was going to tell you, and now I forgot what it was before we quit talking last time, but now I can't remember it.
Well, it's been of dire importance, Dave. You know, come on now.
Oh, I remember. So when we went cutting wood, I saw Landon for the first time in about 3 years, maybe more, and he had a new truck, a new Toyota pickup, Tacoma. So he used to have one, well, he still has one like I've got, but now he's upgraded to a new one. It's only a couple years old. So that got me started looking for trucks. And so I've been shopping around and hunting for them. But then I found out how they do it since COVID. You can't order what you want. You have to, put in the parameters for what you're looking for, and then they find the one that's built with the nearest match, and then you have to go to that place and get it. I figure if I'm paying that much money for it, I'm going to get what I want, or I'm going to wait. And even still, even if it's not a match, you could have to wait 2 or 3 or 4 months to get it. So now I'm cooled off on it. Now I'm not hunting anymore.
But Dave, we need you out there styling.
Nope. I'm not going to pay that kind of money for a vehicle. It's going to be what I want, not going to be what somebody else dreamed up.
Someone now is what, 40,000?
I mean, they can go from 30 to 50. And so, yeah, 40 is about middle of the road. But they're anywhere from 30 to 50. And I don't need anything fancy. I just need something that, you know, doesn't have 30 years on it.
And you know those Tacomas now are a good bit larger vehicle.
Absolutely. That's what got me started. When I saw Landon's, that's what got me thinking, hey, you know, that would be kind of nice to have all that space.
It's sweet. But anyhow, well, listen, what did you say that decibel range was?
48 when it's not pulling a load and 56 when it is.
5 feet, I am 61 decibels.
Well, there you go. That's all you need. You're in the ballpark.
There we go. Well, listen, all I got to do now is just fix the motor mounts on the thing. The motor mounts went south on me, which shouldn't be that big a deal, but I can do it. So anyhow, I got to fix the motor mounts, and then I'll be all set.
Well, don't get distracted and miss the meeting.
That's only an hour and a half from now. Good gracious, the day is getting away from me, and I haven't even had breakfast yet. Gee, I got out and got going this morning at 8 o'clock, and I've been in a dead run ever since. You know, when you become a geezer, the clock really doesn't mean much anymore.
And I've been buzzing around ever since then, and I got all Amy's stuff, all her Goodwill taken to Goodwill, all her returns taken to Staples, and the daughter's package shipped off to her, and I fixed her scrambled eggs for breakfast this morning. She's saying she needs all days off. She's enjoying it. It's like she's being pampered. And I told her, this is just what I do. This is my normal routine now.
And you know what I did yesterday? Hey, my son-in-law calls me up and says, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't work tomorrow. Bradley, what's wrong? I broke my glasses right in the middle. I can't see. It's the last pair I've got. I haven't gotten new glasses in 5 years. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. They're going to fire me. I said, they're not going to fire you. Come on up to the house. And you know those new glasses with the plastic frames, there is not any glue out there that you can use to glue them together. You know that?
But I've got to do the same thing. I'm down to 2 pair, and both of of them are limping. One of them, the arm doesn't fold in anymore, and the other one's the lens are so scratched up you can't hardly see through them anymore. So I know what it's like.
I'll tell you what I did. He came up to the house, and I tried three different types of glue, and then none of them even came close to bonding at all. So, and those are molded plastic frames. So what I did was, as I took, you know, my control rod steel that's real stiff? Yes, sir. I cut in a really, really small gauge a piece of that that looked like a staple, and I heated it up red hot and put two of those on the center nose piece of those glasses, and it bonded up, and it's holding, and man, my father-in-law saved the day again. So, for now, I'm a hero and not a dog.
Okay, Builder, you figure out how to get things done. Anyway, I'm pulling in the garage, and it's going to not work when it touches the garage door, so I'm going to quit transmitting. Anyway, I'll see you in an hour and a half. KM4VWA, W4DJW.
Roger, roger. It's a take, baby. KM4VWA, clear.
For DRA, Rick, are you still on? KA3JCA. K3JCA, this way.
DTY, KQ4DWD. Heard, KQ4DWD clear.
For DWD, KO4NUE.
DWD.
What's going on, boss man? You doing all right? You looking for Daniel?
Yeah, I was looking for Daniel. I guess he's not listening today. I tried reaching him on another frequency, too, but I guess he just has his radio off.
Yeah, he stays pretty busy sometimes. But anyway, listen, I just want to drop by and say, hey, nice meeting you this weekend. And, you know, just let you know, hey, pleasure meeting you. If you ever need anything, any help, let me know. I'll be glad to help you. Have a good day, bud. 73, KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Good meeting you, too. Yeah, it's nice to put a face to the name, so I appreciate it. Hopefully we'll catch up together soon. I will be clear, KQ4DWD, out.